On to the business of advertising now. In these days of global warming awareness, what's a car company that's built its reputation as a shameless gas guzzler to do? That's the challenge for Hummer as it tries to sell its new, smaller SUV. Here's Seth Stevenson, ad critic for the online magazine Slate, on how Hummer is trying to change its image.
Each new generation of Hummer has been smaller and cheaper than the last. Remember the original civilian Hummer? Launched in 1992 at the height of Gulf War patriotism, the H1 cost $140,000 and weighed 5 tons, and was discontinued this past June because of poor sales. In 2002, Hummer launched the slightly less massive H2, and now we have the H3, a $30,000 relatively sanely sized SUV, and a new ad campaign to go along with it. In one spot, we see a man waiting in the supermarket checkout line. He's buying organic tofu and leafy vegetables. Meanwhile, the guy in line behind him is stacking up huge racks of meat and barbecue fixings. Tofu guy, looking a tad insecure, suddenly notices an ad for the Hummer H3 SUV. Eureka! In a series of quick cuts, he exits the supermarket, goes to the Hummer dealership, buys a new H3, and drives off, now happily munching on a large carrot. The tagline reads, "Restore the balance." These H3 ads are designed to make the brand feel a bit less intimidating. A Hummer spokeswoman told me the aim is to portray the H3 as an approachable vehicle that will appeal to introverts, extroverts, vegans, and carnivores. She's right that we wouldn't expect a tofu eater to buy a Hummer. But at the same time, the spot reinforces the central classic stereotype about Hummer drivers. They buy big cars because they have small egos. It's stunning how enthusiastically the ad embraces this idea. The entire plot is based on it. A guy feels wimpy because another guy saw him buying tofu, so he dashes out and buys a Hummer to feel better about himself. In fact, the ad's original tagline was not "restore the balance," but rather "restore your manhood." Some people complained, so after 2 weeks on the air, Hummer opted for balance instead. Either way, I can't believe this is an effective strategy to sell Hummers. I imagine current Hummer owners are already tired of fending off accusations that their vehicle is meant to make up for other shortcomings. Do they really want this notion propagated by Hummer itself? This ad gets things backwards, eschewing all the SUV performance hype and instead suggesting that the Hummer is best employed as an image enhancer for wussy tofu hippies. There's a second similar spot with a woman in the lead role, which is no better. This time, the scene's a playground, and the woman is standing alongside her son when another boy and his mother cut in front of them in the line for the slide.
I'm sorry, Jake was next.
Yeah, well, we're next now.
Once again, our wounded protagonist races straight to a Hummer dealer and drives off with a truck seconds later. The tagline this time? Get your girl on.
Well, washed all the dishes and I did a lot more. I even bought the dinner at the grocery store.
Interestingly, no one seems to have complained about this take on femininity. I give these ads a C-. And by the way, it's not unusual for companies to recut ads in response to viewer complaints. So if you see an ad that suddenly looks or sounds different than you remembered it, you might not be imagining things. If you think you remember a good example of a recut ad, write to me at adreportcard@slate.com.
Seth Stevenson writes the Ad Report Card column for the online magazine Slate.